MT officially has quit all narcotics, all substances.
I quit for my well-being. My kids need me.
We need to do the El Tito drug test, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on. You getting that shit right now? Kabang, I said, show my blood test. We podcast got El Tito. Buffet. Nifunu ngenzan. Is he out of prison?
Oh, no, Chia, no, Chia's out of prison.
Fuck. You should have kept him in there long. Safa as a nation. Ibuili inja. Oh, Nkosiyam.
Nah, Pegaso, I would never want to waste jail on anybody, for
me,
real.
Me, I wish it on Nota. Who's that nigga from that other podcast?
Which one?
Fat black nigga.
Fat black nigga.
With the specs.
Oh, son. Yeah?
Yeah, him. You talking about, try to punch me, your punch is gonna be slow. I'm like, try me.
Who? Jay Molly.
Me a solo, man. I will, yeah, I fall in.
RIP to Doug Shebeleza, for
yes,
real.
Sir. Hey, one more thing. I think Koshi, man.
For 2025, I don't have a New Year's resolution, but what I did start doing is I started using my money really smarter, right? I'm really smarter with my money. I started trading and investing, and I'm doing it on South Africa's most reliable broker. It's called Okta. And with Okta, it offers various things, right? So if you want to trade and you haven't traded, they have free lessons and webinars where you can learn, right? They have super low spreads and fast withdrawals and deposits. So make sure you download the app and use code ELTITO100 and they can double your deposit. You get discounts on there. Make the right move and get started on Okta.
This is what we're here for. It's the ELTITO podcast. Yeah.
Joe.
It's a weird.
Ha!
Why am I the host?
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm going to tell myself Lil Wayne, Rick Ross.
Let's go.
Today's guest has had a super, super viral moment on his podcast. He's back for the second time. He gave me a call this week saying, yo, Tito, there's a lot of things happening in my life. I need to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? And I spoke to the team. I said, guys, what do you think? He wants to come back again. The team loved him. They're like, what? This is what's happening in his life? Let's get him back again. Without further ado, please, everybody in the room, make some noise for Big Hustle! What's going on, Big Hustle?
Hey, you know I'm coming, big dog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You nice?
I'm nice, bro.
Hey.
We back for the second time.
Oh, gang.
You know? And Happy New Year,
Happy
2025.
New Year to you too, bitch.
Salute.
Yes, sir.
You hit me up this week and you told me, you know what I'm saying, how much your life has changed recently, and you wanted to speak about these things on a podcast.
Yeah.
I think let's get straight to it.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you told me is MT is a new man. He's taking a new direction in his life.
Yep.
MT officially has quit all narcotics, all substances. My man right now is sober as a judge. Let's make some noise for that one time. So what would make MT decide to take this direction of sobriety? For you to quit everything, what? How did we get there?
It's two reasons.
Okay.
Number one, ngidelelisa nali intwana lezi zincane. Number two, you know, society is still against weed till this day.
They're against you?
Weed.
They're against weed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though it's legal. I don't know what they're tripping for. Mm. So it never gave me problems at all.
Okay.
My idea made me look goofy and all, but it worked to my advantage, you know. So I quit for my well-being. Mm-hmm. My kids need me. Mm-hmm. My parents still need me, mm-hmm. you know, and I want to be fully present in my kids' lives, you know.
That's what's up. Let's make some noise for that. Right? Yeah. And why would you say it worked to your advantage? Because I'm hearing you say it worked to your advantage.
The sobriety thing.
Oh, the sobriety thing. I thought maybe you said the weed situation.
Nah.
Okay. The sobriety thing worked to your advantage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been off everything?
5 months.
5 months?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're not doing nothing, no lean, no weed, nothing, no substances at all. Are you keeping it real with us, Big Hustle?
Swear to God on my mom.
Yo, we're gonna need MT to piss on a cop before he leaves. We need to do the El Tito drug test, you know what I'm saying?
Hey man, nigga is not getting any younger, you know?
I feel you, and I'm glad for that direction.
I know what they say, too much of anything is bad for you.
I feel you. And I'm glad you took that direction, because, like, a lot of people love you. I know you fight with people on social media all mm-hmm. day, and sometimes you might be thinking a lot of people are against you, but I'll tell you, a lot of people love MT. We're speaking about that situation. We have to address the elephant in the room also. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, we'll get there later. Let's stick to this topic for a little bit.
Okay.
What do you feel, what negative impact did you taking substances have on your life?
Well, truly speaking, I really enjoyed doing that shit. Mm-hmm. I won't lie. Mm-hmm. But I had to be disciplined and force myself, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here today.
I specifically want to know what negative impact did it have where you said, okay, I need to stop because I'm seeing this thing is wrong.
Oh, these white ants be disrespecting me.
For real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Keith. Mm. Yeah, I'm not your age, cuz.
For real?
No type shit.
For real?
So, another reason is, even for work purposes,
yeah,
you know, people start treating you like a retard, you know? Mm. Sorry for using that word, but...
Yeah,
man, that was it.
People don't take you serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I come late to an interview, for instance,
yeah,
they say, he's high. Mm. How can you say I'm high? There's traffic. That's why I'm late.
Yeah.
So people put that, he's high, mm-hmm. in everything, you know. Mm. So, young Kenya, man, you know.
Yeah.
I need to, you know, switch up.
I'm glad, bro. And I'm thinking you're taking the right decision because, like we're saying, we are grown now, mm-hmm. you know. And you're not just an artist, you're a father. Mm-hmm. You have a record label.
Yes, sir.
So, as a boss, when you are like sober and you are fully focused, you can achieve a lot of things.
Yeah, they must pull out a test. Yeah,
we're gonna take the test.
Yeah.
Wait, bye. Okay.
If we'll give you guys the results.
We'll
have a test that we do.
Okay, we're gonna have the result for you guys. We're gonna take the test and we're gonna have the result for you guys. Should we do
it? Hey, hold on. You getting that shit right now? Yeah, this escalated quickly, man. Kabang, I said, show my blood test. We podcast ka LT. Ah, but Nifuna ungenzani? Nizongijova. Senabo doctor man. Or in shooty podcast.
Yo.
Hey, cuz was really serious. Walking up. Looking for a clicks.
And that's your man. He said he'd been shooting you for a minute.
Come on now.
Okay. We'll let you guys know the result on the next episode. So the next episode of the LTO podcast, we'll let you guys know all the results. Okay? But we'll trust MT, right?
My name is Mtembeni. Come on.
Exactly. We'll trust MT. So now I'm glad, bro, you taking that situation. So you never, also another thing, people think you drink, you've never touched alcohol in your life.
Mm-mm.
So which substances did you try out?
Weed.
Yeah.
You know, Dirty Sprite.
Okay. The lean.
And that was about it.
All right.
And so I quit to eradicate that stigma.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Half of the people that are talking smack, mm-hmm. I'm not even their age. Small boys.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's big hustle for a reason. These are big, they.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't hustle small. I hustle.
I feel you.
You understand?
We can't, you know what I'm saying? We have to address the elephant in the room.
How many elephants are there?
There's a couple of elephants, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple of elephants and there's goats also in the room. We got one goat in the room. So now, let's talk about the viral moment, guys. We have to talk about it. I want to know the aftermath of you coming on the LTO podcast. Me and you are just sitting, chopping it down. You just breaking down stories to me and you're telling me about the racism thing. And this thing takes off and have its life of its own. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing the avocado thing has been everywhere after the podcast.
Yeah.
Can you tell me? Because me and you were like together at some Kenyan thing and you were telling me maybe 2 weeks after the interview came out, you're like, Tito, people are stopping me at the airport and they're saying, hey, avocado, hey. Like, what's been the situation? Can you tell me? Because you live with it.
I don't mind it really.
Yeah.
I'm an open-minded person. Like,
yeah.
I was bullied at school, didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga slapped me around, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew who I was gonna be in life. So
mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
All right, so when people are doing the avocado thing, you don't care. You straight.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Another thing we spoke about on the phone, you told me like you're also on this new path where you found God in your life.
Yeah.
Right?
He's always been there.
Yeah, but you have a closer relationship with God.
Yeah.
What transpired for you to actually get to that point where you felt you need to be closer with God?
I was involved in 7 car accidents.
7 car accidents?
Yeah. And I always make it out squeaky clean.
That's crazy, bro.
And in that moment, every time I say a prayer, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, God, ngizwile. Unomona ngami. You wanna take me as yet. So I'm gonna make you proud, G.O.D. You feel me?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, we can clap it up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. So it's just those things transpiring in your life and realizing how much you're blessed and how you need to actually come closer to God. I'm seeing you even got the rosary on check right now.
It's on my face too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
So, like, can we catch Big Hustle at church now? Like,
hell no.
What?
Some of these pastors be fucking on Ely boys, man.
What the? No, it's not all pastors. Because
in the congregation, they are criminals.
Mm-hmm.
They are bad people,
mm-hmm,
who are trying to ngezela themselves to God,
mm-hmm,
thinking they'll be forgiven.
Mm.
Just because you are so, every Sunday,
mm,
you think God will forgive you for whatever it is you've done. So, yeah, I don't really mess with church like that. I feel like it starts
from inside.
One on one with your creator.
I feel you. But there are also some dope churches out there, if I could tell you. Mm-hmm. Like, as much as there's like negative churches or messed up pastors, there's also some good pastors. With everything in life, there's a negative and a positive.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Left and the right. So for me, bro, I suggest, trust me, I started going to church probably like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This was something new to me also, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I started going to church 2 years ago. And bro, it's been the most amazing thing for me, especially becoming closer to God. And for me, going to church, you know what I'm saying? Like, you took the first step of you realizing how blessed you are and you having a one-on-one with God. But when you actually give time to actually get to know God even closer, church will be a great, great thing for you. Trust me.
You know, I'm gonna give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try. You can come with me, you know? We can go to church one Sunday. And trust me, once you go there, even things in your life and perspective will be much broader. And you coming closer to God and knowing certain things are going to fall into place with MT.
I always thought they don't like rappers in church. Because we be sagging and... You know,
now I'll be going to church the way I am right now. I don't go to church where I need to wear some shiny shoes or whatever. Nah, I go to church.
All of that.
Nah, there's certain churches where you can come as you are. I think let's give it a try. Like this year, you know what I'm saying? Like if you get there and you feel like maybe it's not a place for you, then you can like whatever. But I think let's give it a try, you know?
For sure. And I don't do too well around too many people.
I mean, you perform in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, and your servants.
Yeah.
Same servants.
Yeah.
They're pangela.
Yeah. But even when you're at church, it's about you and your relationship with God. Forget everybody else around.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, let's give it a try. You know? Let's give it a try.
I'm see open if it can to work. It.
Yeah, that'd be dope, right?
The only question will be the consistency.
Nah, that's all good, bro. You can at least start. Then we can worry about all the other things later, but at least let's start. Let's get there. You know what I mean?
For sure.
All right, my dog. So there's also been a lot of things that's happened with MT from the last time you came here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling let's catch up on everything that's been happening with MT, right? You dropped the album.
Yes.
The album finally came out. Let's clap it up one time. The album finally came out, you know, and my dog sold... You know, a lot of people are saying a lot of negative things, but my dog did some numbers with this album. You know what I'm saying? I think you won 5 million streams.
10 million streams in 3 days.
What? Damn. We gotta clap it up one time for that. You know, I saw your album was in the charts for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know? How you feel about the reception about the album? How do you feel personally?
I feel like Benito Yobanja. That's how I feel.
Mm.
And God is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the last say.
Facts.
Not some Twitterly tweeting from a shack somewhere telling me I'll fall off.
Mm.
You already fed. For the fact to set your own bin, pants, book, pants, dusting. Yeah, well, yeah. She.
All right. So you felt good with the response?
Very, very happy. Mm-hmm. And I'm very grateful, you know. Like,
that's what's up. Shout out. Salute to all the fans for supporting Big Hustle. Salute. Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm not surprised.
Ooh, talk your shit. You know?
Because I've been working on that album since for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I'm glad people are enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Visuals are coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to Empire.
Okay.
You know, the big league.
Yeah, we're waiting on the visuals. We need a war visuals.
Yes, sir.
We need a visual.
Shot.
Oh, that's war. What's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shot war. We shot the one I have with Nanette.
Okay.
Wake Up.
Okay.
I'm planning to shoot for every song.
All right. That's dope.
And then create Sabo movie, Nyan.
I feel you. So before you drop that album, you're going to drop a mixtape with another artist. You're going to drop a mixtape with Jay Marley. What happened there? What happened? Because that's what you were working on.
Who?
Jay Marley.
Who?
Jay Marley.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know Jay Marley?
No.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been going back and forth on social media. Who have you been going back and forth with?
I don't know him like that.
For real?
Yeah. He's just someone who forced himself in my gang.
Mm-hmm.
And then tried to be his.
You know why I'm also bringing up his name?
I don't know him for real.
Why I'm bringing up his name? After his situation, him talking about him wanting to take his life, the only person that I saw reach out to say, hey, I'm seeing what's happening in your life right now. Social media is kicking your back. You the only person I saw reach out and say, hey, let's work together.
Yeah, so much.
Mm. So that's why I'm surprised how this situation ended up the way it ended up. Because you were the guy reaching out to say, yo, let me help you. Let's work on a project together.
Mm-hmm.
So what went wrong in that situation? Because I'm so confused by now.
I don't know. Mm. That kid is bipolar, bro.
Mm.
He's not well upstairs.
Because specifically, I saw him saying he had to buy everything in studio.
Like KFC.
KFC, yeah.
How? Asa Dinando's Nyana or Ocean Basket, Rocco Mama, something. KFC. And you pulled up in an Uber, pulled up in my bus.
Okay.
But the nigga flexing every day.
Mm.
Flexing money that he scams people with.
He's scamming?
Yeah, he's scamming.
Damn.
Gangster wannabe.
Damn. So where are you guys now? Have you sorted out the situation? Are you guys cool?
That will never happen. Ever. You can give me 100 million.
Mm.
Never.
Damn.
And I'm not even his age, young tell. I'm shy, I'm fun.
Damn. I saw him also obviously threatening you, your family, and everything else. And then I saw you guys put out...
He's going to pay for it.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Something is coming his way.
Damn.
You don't play with my kids.
Mm.
Mm-mm. You don't play with my kids.
That's so crazy because this situation started from something so small. I'm really surprised how it got to this situation.
He is bipolar.
Mm.
No rehab facility doesn't know him all over this country.
Mm.
He's been to each and every one of them.
Damn.
And you people say, me, I'm on drugs. ngiziphuze inxika yami, ngibhemele insango yami. Ndinithe I'm on drugs. Ekubeni, nali plug la. Thatha zonke. Through the nose. I don't know if it takes it also through the ass. I don't know. But ngithatha zonke. Para.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. I'm glad. I hope you guys can just find some, I don't know, man, some type of like understanding there. Because I just don't like the threat things and him threatening your family. When it gets to that point, it becomes a situation that is like really fucked up. I hope someone can intervene to try. If someone knows both MT and Jay Marley, please, like.
It's on site.
For real.
Yeah, whoever is with him is gonna get it too.
Damn. That's crazy, bro. You also, this year told me you're focusing on your record label.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Called MT Records.
Yes, sir.
How many artists are on MT Records currently, right now?
For now, I got Zay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Representing Bedford View.
Okay.
East side of the city.
Okay. That's your new artist?
Yes.
Okay. You wanna bring her, say hi, whatever, your new artist? She's in the building.
Yeah, for sure. Pull up, see?
All right, pull up, shorty.
What's happening? You good?
What's going on?
Not much. You know, we're chilling.
You good?
Yes, sir.
You are the first lady of MT Records?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Oh, should damn.
Keep quiet.
So like, hello, I'm here too, all right, then.
First lady, how do you get signed to MT Records? How did this happen?
Well, I mean, like, I've been making music since I was, like, 14. So okay. I've been building myself up, building my branding, you know, all that kind of thing. So I turned 21 this year. Me and MTV met last year, and it was based off of one of my songs. It's my first Vanek song, so it's in Zulu, and it's about a drop.
You have a Vanek Zulu song?
Yes, I do. I'm
a white girl from Bedford View.
Yes, yeah. You heard
it. We need to break us off. We let me hear this Zulu song that you have. You guys want to hear it, right? Yeah, give us a little taste.
I'll give you a little taste. So. Yeah. My verse on my, you know, layout for y'all, so goes, in a coupe and give me lit taxi. Mean I'm clean, I'm fresh, I'm sexy. I don't kick it, I'll so sell it decky. And I'm calling guy le jersey. Number 10, no bigger le jersey. I got nothing, no table, no becky. Not a student, but they try and test me. If they try, I hope they could fail, huh?
Alright, make some noise for you.
Just a little song. Nah, yeah.
Alright, thank you, Zay, for coming through.
Let's make some noise for one time. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Shout out to our main sponsor, award-winning Royal Flush. We've been doing big things with Royal Flush. This year, we have big plans. Watch out for the space. But in the meantime... Any new artists that you're feeling out there? Any new artists?
I'm feeling Zay.
Zay, all right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, Fish.
I saw you.
Locally or internationally?
Locally. We don't care. We're not putting the international. We just want to put on the local people. You know what I'm saying? All the new artists.
I'd say...
For me, I'll tell you, like, the new artist that I'm feeling, that I heard last year, he's been producing for a while, but he dropped two joints last year, Kanye Nash. Shout out to Kanye Nash. He's moving nice. What they got going there with Baby Days, like, you know, Patrick, they're moving. They got a little movement happening out there. So shout out to the youngins.
Salute to them, yeah. Man. They're putting in, for real.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
All right.
So for me, yeah, kindliness, she's cool.
Yeah.
You know.
King Keith, shout out to King Keith. New artist also that's popping off.
Yeah, I like King Keith, but he rap too much.
Hey, but what do you mean by that?
Must go commercial.
Mm.
All those metaphors won't pay the bills.
Damn. But I think maybe different lanes for niggas to take in the game. You know what I'm saying?
There's no money in the backpack rapper industry.
Mm.
There's no money there. All you get is the Papa.
Yo, I hear you. I hear what you're saying in terms of backpack, but King Keith is more versatile than that. I've heard different things from him. He's not like a backpacker where he's just only about.
Oh, yeah, now. Yeah, the homie's versatile. Talking about him.
Okay, yeah. But you're talking about that style, specific. Yeah.
His style is backpack rapping, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
there's
he like, could be better.
Yeah, there's a lane for backpack now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to these backpack niggas like Griselda, Westside Gunn, Benny the Butcher, and Conway. They have a lane for themselves, and they're successful as backpack artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe in South Africa, there could be a lane for that too. You know, mm-hmm. I always want people to be themselves when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But I feel you. But there's also like new artists I've heard you comment on. What's your, like, I saw a snippet of you talking about this song with Sonabile and Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying, I saw you tweet that you were not feeling that joint too.
Yeah.
You haven't changed your mind on that? It hasn't grown on you?
So Sonabile is my favorite streamer.
Yeah, not musician. Dope. He's doing his thing, okay?
Not musician.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite streamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything, no static.
Mm-hmm.
I see people trying to bruise and beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, homie can get better.
Mm-hmm.
When did he start?
Yeah,
last year.
Is it?
To rap.
Oh, I didn't know he started last year.
I'm a vet.
Yeah.
I have a right to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's my opinion.
Yeah, I feel you.
Some people are talking to that. Ah, be cool.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I can't hold them.
Hmm.
If you bought that life, go ham.
All right. But shout out to the little homie. I mean, if he's doing his thing, he can put in more work. If he started last year, he can keep going until he gets to the point where he's straight with the music, you know?
Yeah.
I saw it actually hit 1 million views, like, recently, mm-hmm. that song. So I guess there are people who do love that song. And if they do love it, shout out to him. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Blackie's verse was hard, though.
Oh, okay.
I won't lie. All
right.
Yeah.
All right. I feel you. Let's take a second break from the music a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fatherhood.
Uh-huh.
You have 3 kids.
Yes, sir.
How does MT deal with fatherhood and also being a rapper? Because... do you wake up in the morning and take your kids to school?
Yeah.
For real?
Just that now, I crashed my bus.
Damn.
So I'm not mobile. But when the bus comes back, that's my responsibility. And I love doing that. Like, it's a proud moment for me.
What do you love most about fatherhood?
It's like I'm looking into a mirror, like,
mm-hmm.
like my mini-me's,
you
know? I do anything for them. I kill somebody for them, you know? Mm-hmm. So fatherhood is amazing, bitch.
Talking about fatherhood, your very first album you dropped called Avery after your son dropped this year, 2025, is a 10-year anniversary of a classic called Avery. We have to make some noise for Avery one time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are officially a vet, MT.
Yeah, PG.
A decade in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's discuss another thing that was like a lot of noise on the social media streets. Apparently, you have some static or some beef with some girl that claimed, like, she's saying rape or whatever. Like, I'm confused a little bit about the situation. I saw those type of words out there.
Oh,
she said you went to studio.
The OnlyFans hoe.
I don't know. Is she on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, she's a prostitute.
Damn. Damn.
She hit me up on some.
Yeah.
When can I come to the studio? Mm-hmm. I want to rap. I want to start rapping, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. I remember her.
Mm-hmm.
She comes. I play beats.
Mm.
Okay, guys, these are the beats. Spacebar. 2 hours went by. She couldn't come up with nothing.
Mm.
Seyichayile phela ngeke smele wena. Sesirecordile thina. Nothing came out. If it did come out, it was garbage. The worst rapper I've ever met since I was born. Or maybe she's mad because I didn't want to buy. That's Bonyelanga song, Kepo. Tina Sidi Langum Sabins. And I always tell people, pay attention to the source of that information you got. Me, I'm a musician. She sells the cake. See, the careers are not the same. I don't know if she was mad, where she didn't get clientele on that day. I don't know. She says I didn't bat for 4 days. Well, what are you doing with me for 4 days? Yeah. 2 hours, nyan, and just say up and you say 4 days. Why are you going to go to work?
Can I have a tissue, please?
Yeah, and tell people what notes I did to you, man.
Yeah? What you mean?
I ain't gonna speak on that.
What you mean?
But Nota did something to Leho.
Nota did something to her?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What did Nota do?
She told me.
Yeah?
Pella, if I speak on that, I become a Nota also. No?
Mm.
Labbing mm-hmm. all day, talking about people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ain't finna speak on that. She's dead to me.
All right, no, let's let that go. We don't need to go there.
Yeah.
Damn, man. That's crazy. I don't know. Baby girl, if you're watching, we don't have nothing against you. We don't know what's going on in the situation.
Me, I have something against you. Yeah. Me.
Ish.
Yes, yes. Kawang. Nama bathroom I too, nama shower I too. Ngati ninga kiss.
She said you didn't bath for 4 days.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. Why would she even come up with something like that? Like, you didn't bath for 4 days. Like,
she was pillow talking.
Oh, okay.
To a rapper wannabe.
Mm.
Yeah, bro.
Who is the rapper?
Pillow talking. Some midget.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
with the head shaped like a lollipop.
Who's that? Yo, I need tissue. Can someone give me tissue, please?
Carl know himself. Mm. You know who he is.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you and Notch have been going back and forth for way too long now. Like, what is the real issue, dog?
I don't know.
Why are you guys not...
Ask him.
Yeah?
Mm. Is he released yet?
Has who released?
Is he out of prison?
Who? Notch, yeah, Notch is out of prison.
Fuck. You should have kept him in there long. Safa as a nation. Ibuyile inja. Oh, Nkosi yam.
Nah, Picasso, I would never want to waste jail on anybody. For
me,
real.
Me, I wish it on Nota. I wish it. I wish it.
Damn.
That's crazy.
I think if he does, I'll make a party.
I need to intervene with you and Nota's thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I speak to Nota. I need to intervene. Yeah.
You guys, I don't know Kerr.
Mm.
But he's acting like he know me.
Mm. This has been going on for way too long, bro. You know what I'm saying? You guys need
I
to.
I don't want no truth. It's up.
It's up, even with Nota.
Yeah. Anybody who's wronged me, it's up.
Mm.
For life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what's the thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a respectful person.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'm respectful, niggas think I'm a hoe.
Mm.
Or I'm their fan.
Mm.
How can I be a fan of yours when I'm big hustle?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, gang.
Mm.
And niggas come to me, confront me about, hey, you're talking about me. Nigga, I'm big hustle. I'm my own project.
Mm.
I'm cooler than you.
Mm.
Why would I talk about you?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, niggas like trolling for now.
I see these days, talking about the trolling, these days you don't go on live as much as you used to do.
Yeah.
Like last year, is that a conscious decision to say, let me get off there, let me not deal with the trolls?
Yeah, it's a conscious decision.
Mm-hmm. Has your life been better after making that step?
Not really,
because
I was having fun for it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm scared for them than me.
Mm.
Because me, I know how to fight, bro.
For real? Picasso got hands.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who's that nigga from that other podcast?
Which one?
Fat black nigga.
Fat black nigga.
With the specs.
Oh, son. Yeah?
Yeah, him. You talking about, hey, can you fight?
Mm.
I'm like, yeah.
Mm.
She's like, I feel like if you... try to punch me, your punch is gonna be slow. I'm like, try me. Try me and see.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
This ain't that. That ain't this, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm from here, bro, there.
Mm.
Like.
You had to fight out there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just a couple fades.
You have to, yeah.
Won a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Slap niggas around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a warrior for real.
Alright.
And the reason why I say that, I also went to initiation school. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when you come out there, motherfucker, you a warrior.
What happens at initiation school for people who don't know?
Oh, it's nice there. Yo.
It's nice for real.
Parties.
What?
Bri every weekend.
For real?
Yeah.
What? I think it was something else.
Freaky chef. Like, he sends it in taste fresh.
For real?
Yeah.
Mm. How long is it?
I was there for a month and a half.
Can you give us, like, maybe in a nutshell, like, the things you did? You had brides, and then what happens? And tell us why it's important to go to initiation school.
I'm a too gay, a too pussy to go to initiation school. Mm-hmm. So, for those who wish to go,
Kumnandi.
Ah, too much. I when I'm combo. Nyamazan. Yabo. Shiny spice. Bizu chef. Yeah, it's nice out there.
What is the importance? Why is that significant? Why do you have to go there? For people who don't know, are you gonna send your kids there?
I'm not sure. It's not make sure.
Okay, why did you go there?
I needed to.
Why?
I approached my dad and said, yo, I'm ready. Pela, emakaya, if you didn't go, you'd be an outcast.
Wengwengwe?
Yeah. But so close to Sangena Lapimyang. Yeah, bro. We were in initiation school. With a nigga that was 45 years old.
What?
He had a wife and kids.
How does that happen?
You just gotta do it. Know what I mean? That nigga had a wife and kids.
That's crazy.
And we used to slap him around. On some bitch ass nigga. What were you waiting for?
Hell yeah. Yeah, reckless. Yeah, you're smacking a grown ass man with wife and kids.
Yeah. That doesn't count out there.
For real.
We are all equal. Yeah. Straight up.
Damn. Okay. Does anyone know here what is like, why do people, besides the circumcision and everything, but it's to be a man, right?
Yeah.
That is the whole reason of it. So you guys fought out there. Do you guys fight there?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. If you are fighting, we fight with the sticks. Yeah.
Are you nice with the stick game?
Super.
Super. Damn, man. I wish there was recordings of these things, you know? They can't record, man. Very spiritual.
Sacred.
Yeah.
This is very sacred.
All right. So, Big Hustle, besides the concert that's coming up, for you, for your career, it's been 10 years. So, let's do a little bit of a reflection. Okay. You know, with everything that's happened within these 10 years, I want you to tell me what is your proudest moment in the last 2 years. I mean, 10 years of you becoming an artist. And what is one moment that you're not proud of? Should we start with the proud? Or they're not proud of? Let's end with the good news. Okay.
Proud.
What moment that you are not proud of in his last 10 years of MT?
Not proud of?
Yes.
Signing to that other label.
Ambitious Records? Is that it?
Whatever the name is.
Yeah.
My proudest moment.
But you would say that's the number one. You say that's your number one least proud moment. You signing to Ambitious. I think there is positivity in there. As much as things didn't go your way, that's how we got to know it, like MT worldwide. I mean, we are worldwide because of that label. Yes, is maybe they might have like done you wrong in other ways, but I feel that there was a lot of positives that came out of there.
Hey, those people maybe my life are living hell, man.
Okay, I clearly don't know the inner workings on that. So clearly, maybe I can't elaborate or comment on that.
Yeah. So the proudest is this album, DIY 3.
That's what's up.
Because niggas counted me out, talking shit about me.
Yo, come help with the mic. Pani. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the proudest moment for me was the release of DIY 3. Never in my life have I gotten 10 million streams in 3 days.
Damn.
All the haters, they're quiet, man. You know. And if you're hating, back in the day, I'd respond. Now I just laugh. Like, you are saying this, the numbers are saying this. You dumb. You know. So I enjoy watching that. Like,
I think why people gravitate to your music, whenever you get into your music bag, MT Music always has some substance and motivation in it. Is that premeditated? Do you decide when you go to the studio, yo, I want the song to have a specific message?
I make those kind of songs for people to learn me, my philosophy, my dreams. You know, I wish we could have better roads. I wish I could build a school in my village back home. You know. So, yeah, man.
Okay.
What the question go? how the question go again?
No, but you answered everything. It's all good. What does MT still want to achieve in the game? You've been here for 10 years. We have to speak. What do you still have hunger for? What do you still want to achieve?
Livestock. Yeah.
And in the industry, what do you want to achieve? In the industry, specifically the music industry.
I only want the money. You don't give me. You don't give me. I make hits. You know.
I had Cesar Romo come to his podcast.
Yeah.
And he was saying one of the people he wishes the best for, and he was like, I hope MT can be rewarded with everything he desires in life. I wish MT can be rich forever. I wish MT nothing but the blessings. He just came here and said that on the podcast. So I also want you to realize, whenever you're dealing with the haters on social media, I want you to realize in your head that there's a lot of people that actually love and support you. You know what I'm saying?
I know that for sure.
You know, Ranaka was also on this podcast. These are like the last three episodes. She came on here and said, one moment that stuck out for her to start watching this podcast is your viral moment. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes us as artists, sometimes we don't see the positive things when we see all the other trolls and negativity happening. I want you to also realize that part and embrace it, that there are people out there that support you, that got love for you. You know what I'm saying?
I know that for sure.
I want you to take that in. You know what I'm saying? I want this year, 2025, let's move on a positive note, MT.
Most def.
You know what I'm saying? Let's leave the trolls behind in 2024. That's the thing of last year. Let's move on to greener pastures.
Yeah.
This year.
Can I say something?
Say it, brother.
If in 2024 I hurt you or disrespected you, I'm sorry.
All right, let's clap it up for that. Let's clap it up for that. That's what's up.
Yeah, so now I'm standing on respect now.
Facts.
Standing on respect, honor, integrity, dignity. Yeah.
Let's respect each other, guys. Let's move clean. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I like the fact that you took your step to sobriety. So yes, let's just move clean going forward now.
Yes.
With everything. You know, on this podcast, we always support MT. We always want the best for MT.
Appreciate that, big dog.
You know what I'm saying? People are chosen in life. You know? Like you explained, you went through 7 car accidents. and you are still here, healthy. Yeah. That's a miracle.
Yes. Someone tweeted, I wish AMT died in that car accident so he can learn a lesson. Yeah. What lesson did I learn? Nothing feel.
Hey, man.
But guess what God said? It's not your time, my boy. It's not your time.
A lot of people, we have vile people in this world. We have negative people in this world. That's why social media is... There's a positive and a negative about social media. It's given these people a platform to talk rubbish.
And a lot of people, bro, they're wicked, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked, wicked. Like for example, me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't flex on me with man.
Mm.
I don't know how you got that, man.
Facts.
You know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I make the music, I get my man.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
My auntie, when I was no what you in the man. So it's like, I'm comfortable where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
People always say, no, move out of that complex. Hey, you deserve a mention. Okay, where's the man?
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Time will come.
Facts.
And me, what I love about myself is mm-hmm. I'm patient.
Mm.
You know? Yeah.
Mm. Nah, man, don't listen to someone who's telling you move out that complex, probably doesn't even have a house or don't even have... They're staying with their mother or whatever. That's telling you all these things. So,
yeah.
Like I said, let's not focus on those people this year.
For sure. That's why I haven't moved. Because I can't listen to people. I'm on to something. I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I buy a house, all those plans will go to waste. I mean, they'll go into that house.
Mm.
Yonke man is over there.
Nah, let's not get distracted by all of that.
Yeah.
You're a family man. You've actually, like, how long has MT actually been? How long have you been with your wife? It's like, how many years?
We met in 2012.
2012? So it's 13 years together.
Yeah.
Damn, that's what's up. That's what's up. Can you tell me what you love about having a family dynamic, you having a wife? What is dope about that to you?
Keeps me in order,
mm-hmm.
sane,
mm-hmm.
sincere,
mm-hmm.
and man, my kids love me, bro.
That's what's up.
I think they look, where I see, mm-hmm. they look up to me.
All right.
You know, especially my daughter, she loves me, you know, and I don't want to disappoint my kids.
That's a legacy.
So, Tolo Guti, Unenega la Paya, a few log and I pose. Next thing, we are rushing him to the hospital.
Yeah.
So, that's one of the reasons why I quit. You know? And my daughter, she's one. She might come across something that she's not meant to come across.
Yeah.
It's her home too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. It's her house too. And yeah, man, big shout out to my kids, man. Yeah. Logan, Avery, Nairobi, I love y'all.
Shout out. Next month is Valentine's coming up. Does Big Hustle celebrate Valentine's Day?
Hail to the now.
Oh, why?
To the now. Nah, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I do get my wife flowers and small.
Oh, Big Hustle romantic?
I'm not romantic. No, I mean, mm-hmm. I just got her flowers,
mm-hmm.
some chocolate,
mm-hmm.
you know. Aye. Nothing big.
Nothing big?
Yeah, but I also stick to the theme, the dress code of that day, which is red.
Oh, so Big Hustle wears red on Valentine's?
Yeah.
All right.
If I was American, I'd be a blood.
Oh, okay. So woo. Mm-hmm. All right. Big Hustle, thank you for coming, bro. And by the way, guys, that is not alcohol that he's drinking.
And in really Barcelona. You drink it.
Yeah. So this year, Big Hustle, let's try move forward with positivity.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? We're leaving all the trolls behind this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving all the nonsense.
And then you have a blocker. I mean, I'm sad now.
For real?
Instead of replying, I block.
Yeah. I think that's a dope. I think that's a dope way. Before we even get out of here, is there anything else that you want to leave us with? You guys want to know anything else from Big Hustle? Yeah. We spoke about the one-man show. Yeah.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Zay just dropped a mixtape.
Okay.
Me, Saudi.
Okay.
F Easy and all the Soweto vets.
Okay.
Abu Matabul.
That's my nigga.
We wanna work on a mixtape called Soweto.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If my papusi was still alive,
mm-hmm.
I was gonna, you know.
Talking about my papusi, rest in peace to him.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Let's say R.I.P. to Doc Shebeleza. You know what I'm saying? Big legend. R.I.P. to Doug Shebeleza, for
yes,
real.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All the fallen soldiers, man. R.I.P. to Ricky. R.I.P. to AKA. R.I.P. to the legends. Hip-hop has lost a lot of legends, man. Let's all be careful. Let's stay alive. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Koshiwa, man.
Take your time.
Pull up to the one-man show, man.
Yeah.
Tickets available at Compu Ticket.
Uh-huh.
What are the prices saying, Gunch? I think it's 250 general, 600 VIP.
Okay.
I'll be selling empty merch there, mm-hmm. exclusively.
Talking about your merch, we were on a call right now.
Uh-huh.
Boki, we were on a call with, Norma. We were on a call with her. She was telling us that your merch is selling the highest in I'm a Keep store. She was telling us now, today, before you came in. Are you aware of that?
No.
They didn't tell you.
No. And I ain't got the residuals.
Oh, they ain't paid you your money yet?
They gave me a lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
But what they are making is more than that lump sum that they give me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the relationship went sour.
Mm.
Big homie just started flipping out on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why telling me I'm not pushing hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
When the t-shirt is actually moving.
Mm.
You know? So, me, I'm a respectful person.
Yeah.
Once you disrespect me, let's keep a good. Because you think I'm a hoe.
Yeah.
You must stop thinking. Because we show love and respect, we are hoes.
Mm.
It's real love.
Nah, man. I know the guy that runs Amakip Keep. He's my dog. I think maybe you guys have a little bit of a misunderstanding. Let me get you guys on the call to try to sort the situation.
He knows how I feel about Amakip Keep.
Mm.
He knows very well.
Mm.
That's why I decided to collab with them.
Yeah.
Now the relationship went south, but they're still selling my t-shirts.
Damn.
It's unfair, man. And I know when they watch this episode, they'll be angry.
Mm.
How are you angry when I'm telling my story?
Mm.
I ain't disrespected you.
Mm.
I ain't cuss you out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the situation.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. A homie just flipped on me. And raising his voice at me.
Mm.
That's when I was like, okay. Nobody speaks to me like that. I don't care if we're 150 years old.
Mm.
You give respect, you get respect.
Most definitely. Like I said, that one, I'll have to come in because that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? When I came in the game, I was working with Amakip Keep. I don't know what the situation is now. I'm not aware, but I'll give him a call and let me try to sort out the situation.
I don't know.
Yeah, let me try to sort out the situation. He's a fair guy. He will pay the amount that's due or whatever. I don't know what the situation is, so I can't say too much about it. But this one, I'd want to help out and solve the situation.
You know how sad it is, bro, to see your own merch. Well, like, for instance, you're at the mall.
Mm.
I was at Mall of Africa. Mm. So, Amakip Keep has a young store there. Yeah. Every time I walk past that store, man, my heart breaks, like.
Damn.
This thing is still selling shit.
I guess they printed the t-shirts already, so I guess they would have to sell them.
Hey, bro.
I don't know what the situation is, but I'll try to intervene. So I also saw you were also working with Drip. How's that relationship now with Drip?
Hey, man. They went MIA.
Drip also went MIA?
Yeah. All these brands, like, they're switching up now. When I started wearing Mr. Price or Pick and Pay clothing once. Because these brand people, they think we need them.
Mm.
No.
I think you also need someone big hustle that's going to be like the mouthpiece, where you don't have to specifically talk to the brand yourself. Someone that could represent you. You know what I'm saying? I think maybe it would be better in that situation.
Throughout the years, we've been talking back and forth.
Mm.
There was no middleman.
Mm-hmm.
There was no... Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
We were cool.
Mm-hmm.
You called me up and say, hey, I got new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Come collect.
Mm-hmm.
And we were cool. You know what I mean?
But did Drip pay you? At least Amakip Keep sorted you out financially. Did Drip also sort you out financially?
Not even a 1 cent.
Drip didn't even give you a cent?
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
I'm saying I'm Katala. Do they see fool written here on my forehead or something?
Mm.
They confuse me. Because to me, I can fight. And when I'm scared, it's not because I'm scared. I'm scared of what I might do to you type shit.
Mm.
So I can spare out as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from here, bro. Okay? Like, you can't just say whatever you want to someone and think it's cool.
Mm.
You're gonna get what you ask for.
Damn. I think moving forward, Big Hustle, there needs to be a team placed in the empty records thing, a team of people who are going to represent you, where you don't need to speak directly to these brands.
Yeah, I fired everybody last year.
Damn, why did you fire everybody?
Slimy ass niggas. Yeah. I don't care if they get offended.
Mm.
They stole from me, lied about me, did all this fuck shit.
Mm.
So it is what it is.
Damn. That's crazy, man. I just hope you can get that thing
each
right.
Each and every one of them.
Mm.
You won't believe it. Yeah, this is niggas. Each and every one of them has come to my life and said, hey, I want to help you with this, They've stolen money from me. All of them. Yeah, and then used his high excuse. Ele played drug ele million or ele 500,000. Where is man, just give me my aims, man. Millions can't finish on drugs.
They can.
Yeah, and you all start believing that ambitious guy lying on my name. Because when I pull up to stations, broadcast facilities, I'm treated funny. I overheard someone saying, "Is MT fine? He's not high, ne?" I'm like, bruh, how many times must I tell you bozos that I'm no longer indulging? Million insane, man.
We just have to show them the test, bro. The test that we said we need to take. We just need to show them the test.
Yeah. And if it's negative, shang and pa.
Next episode, we're gonna let you guys know what's going on. You know what I mean? Stay in tune.
Yeah.
Mm.
Shout out to my wife too. She helped me a lot with this journey of
mine. That's what's up. That's what's up.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that we've been through so much. Tabloids. Us fighting. But we're still together, so shout out to Ramaro, my kids, man.
Ah, man, shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out. MT, you know, are you a praying man?
Yeah.
Do you know we end this podcast every time for Lord to bless us with this, what we're doing here? We've been fortunate enough for God to bless this podcast. I want you, if you can, give us a little prayer going forward, because that's how we end this podcast all the whole time.
Me?
You know? Yeah. If you can leave us with, it's not nothing, just whatever is on your mind. Doesn't have to be something long. You know what I'm saying? Could be about your family, how you feel inside.
Pela me, I'm a screw. Hey, oh God.
Yeah, speak how you speak to God. You don't have
we
to
out
speak.
Here.
Wait. Speak how you speak. But I just want everybody to come together.
We struck the big man upstairs. Father, we come before you on this day asking you to forgive us for all our sins. Thank you for granting us this opportunity to come together as creatives and share stories, laughter, and progress. May everyone have a prosperous 2025 as we go into a year that's gonna be lit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
The nerves.